I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Almost one of every 10 infants born in the United States are premature or preemies. To talk about what can be done to decrease the chance of having a premature birth is Dr. Scott Sullivan. He's a professor of maternal-fetal medicine, and he's the vice chair of the Department of OBGYN at MUSC. Dr. Sullivan, first, what's considered a preterm or premature birth, and how many babies are born in South Carolina prematurely?
A preterm birth is any birth that occurs before 37 weeks of gestation. And of course, a due date essentially would be 40 weeks of pregnancy. In South Carolina, unfortunately, we have over 6,400 premature births every year, or nearly 120 every week.
What are the potential problems or issues that can arise when a baby is born prematurely?
Well, there can be short-term problems such as breathing or infection. And unfortunately, there can be long-term problems such as learning disabilities and visual problems. And ultimately, it's a leading cause of death of newborns.
Is it possible to prevent some premature births?
It can be. If you can eliminate risk factors that we know of, and if you can treat patients who are having symptoms early enough, some of them can be prevented.
And then what about managing chronic conditions during pregnancy? Is that another piece of the puzzle for trying to prevent some premature births?
It is. Since a third of preterm births result from these types of problems, maintaining, say, a healthy blood pressure, good blood sugars, taking medications properly. But ideally, this would begin even before pregnancy.
And before pregnancy, what can be done to manage some of those chronic conditions to have a better outcome?
Often with the collaborative efforts of OBGYNs and other specialists, you can get medical conditions under proper control, which allows the early growth and establishment of a healthy pregnancy.
And we're talking about conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, any other chronic conditions?
Yes, lupus, obesity, thyroid conditions. There's quite a long list of them, actually.
What advances have taken place in recent years to care for premature infants in the hospital setting?
Well, if there is any good news, it's there. The care of premature infants, especially those at the very earliest births, continues to improve. It's due to a lot of effort, a lot of research, a lot of quality control. So survival is better than it's ever been. And the number of children who have chronic conditions is also lower, although we wish it was zero.
What's going on related to caring for preemies in the hospital during the pandemic?
Well, we're learning every day, as this is new to all of us, essentially. It certainly has stressed the hospital system in terms of the staff, in terms of space. And so we've really been focusing on how do we adjust our system, our manpower, our resources, so that top quality care isn't interrupted.
Dr. Sullivan, thanks for providing this information about preterm births.
Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.